To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a blue sky with a spectacular cloudscape over Route 9 in Stockport, New York, was captured by yours truly as I was mesmerized by what seemed to be the first appearance of the color blue in what was an otherwise overcast and miserably humid day on Wednesday. As I was driving, I was taken by how the cloud seemed to break open, revealing the blue, causing me to pull over and roll my window down to take a couple of shots with traffic whizzing by at 55 miles an hour. When you do that, you wonder what people must think of you, but at the same time, you really don't care, and if anything, you hope they will wake up for a minute and see the beauty that you're trying to capture and maybe draw closer to their Heavenly Father. It's Saturday, and as we wake up to the possibilities of the next 48 hours of free time, it is my prayer that all my friends will accomplish what needs to be done, connect with friends or family, or find the peace and rest that you're looking for. Somehow I have no planned activities per se, but know that the day will evaporate quite easily as I have many options to pass the time. Among the various possible activities, I have hopes to podcast a final unplanned entry into the Bondage Breaker Discipleship class series that I finished last week that will highlight a walkthrough of the steps to freedom in Christ, which I know has the potential to draw people closer to God and possibly change their lives. I have also left the door open for a visit with a friend who has been out of town for almost a month because their wife had issues with the pregnancy of their fourth child, and their new baby girl was born premature and needed some time in the NICU in a hospital in Boston to grow and develop before coming home. I will be on the ready to go at a moment's notice as I long to welcome my friend, his wife, their three boys, and the newest member of their family in person. I'm also thrilled at the prospect of reviewing a podcast student's latest homework as they are enthusiastically going through the Victory Over the Darkness series that I did back in the spring. They contacted me to get the classwork for the series, and I am providing them with encouragement and feedback as they engage with the material and walk further into their freedom in Christ. There are few joys in life that are better than encouraging others to experience the new life that Christ gives us. Beyond that, I also have a deep longing just to connect with the Lord personally by either reading a Christian book I've been progressing through or by preparing for my new series of classes that begin in September. With the Lord, I don't need to run out into the world necessarily to see the wonders of His creation or to feel His presence. If I want to see the wonders of His love, I just have to look out my kitchen window or step out on the front deck of my home down by the river. As I reflected on my relationship with the Lord during my morning workout, I was somewhat overcome with emotion as I contemplated the changing relationships over the course of my life with various friends and loves coming into my life for times and seasons and how the relationships grew and faded with the passage of time and the changing circumstances of life. But the thing that struck me wasn't the loves or the losses of those human relationships. It was the realization that through all my wild days and my mad existence, to borrow a phrase from Evita, there was one person who was with me through it all. God was with me every step of the way, and He waited patiently for me to slowly discover that He loved me and that He would never leave me or forsake me. I thought of the theme of some romantic comedies of the quiet friend that stood in the shadows, secretly loving someone who couldn't see them or think about them in that way. Invariably in those dramas, the object of the quiet friend's affections will do all kinds of stupid things and suffer through bad relationships in search of true love, while the quiet friend remains there to support them and pick up the pieces time after time, all the while longing for them to see the love that is available for them to have if they would just open their eyes and see them. I thought of the course of my life of confusion and chaos as I sought to find meaning and purpose, as I selfishly sought to please my desires and just imagine God watching the whole mess and ministering to me at various times as I would draw close and then pull away time and time again. But my faithful friend, God, was in it for keeps, and through it all He waited. And then one day, He opened my eyes to see the love he had for me. The angels took flight and the heavens opened in a parking lot on Aviation Road in Albany, New York in March of 2010 as my quiet friend told me the truth of his love for me and the new life we could have together. In one moment, my eyes were open to the love that surrounded me throughout my whole life, and when I was given the invitation to live the rest of my life with my quiet friend forever, I said, through a veil of tears, that I would. As miraculous as that moment was, it was only the beginning of the romantic comedy between me and my quiet friend that never gets old and never ends. So keep walking and talking with God. As magnificent as his story is, remember that it includes you. And no matter how funny or serious it can be at times, your story with God is a love story. This morning's meditation verse is Matthew 28:18 from the New King James Version. It says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.'" Today's verse is Christ's announcement that he has the power over all creation. We don't call Jesus the King of Kings and Lord of Lords for nothing. He is not some wise teacher. He is not a madman. Christ's earthly ministry, death, resurrection, and ascension prove that he was the Son of God and God the Son. He is the truth, the way, and the life. What he says goes. I often say that the biggest question in life is, who is Jesus Christ to you? Ultimately, no other questions will matter but this one. Why? Because he has been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Thus, the Holy Spirit used the Apostle Paul to put it best in Philippians 2:9-11, where it says, "Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." I'm just reminded of Handel's Hallelujah that we often hear in the Christmas season, that is a triumphant celebration of what will be the coming of Christ's kingdom that echoes the truth that he shall reign forever and ever. So rejoice that you know the Lord and honor and respect Christ's authority over heaven and earth by following where he leads you and by proclaiming the hope of Christ to all you encounter to bring more of his kingdom to earth with every sinner that says yes to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue with Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing in chapter 12. With this section that says, "When you are tempted to criticize or reject others." So if you're tempted to criticize or reject someone else, you might want to check out today's resource to see what the doctor has to say about it. So you can go to mtforchrist.org to find that and read up on it, along with all the other portions of Victory Over the Darkness and many other Christian counseling resources under various topics on the webpage. As always, I invite people to check out our discipleship series of classes, Victory Over the Darkness and The Bondage Breaker. I invite you to contact me at mtforchrist 24/7@gmail.com to receive the class materials for those, because there's nothing like engaging in material that's going to give you freedom and confidence to walk through this world with the assurance of his love and your purpose in Christ. So, you know, if you'd like to start a study, contact me and I'll send you everything, and you can get counsel and feedback via email. Let's see. Also, we encourage people to check out our Bible studies with the Cincotti's tomorrow Sunday. So we'll be doing a new one with Arthur and Suzanne Cincotti, and Pastor Bob Costello usually is along for the ride. So we invite you to check that out to hear people discuss, you know, the things of God and what the Word says and how we interact with that. You know, our as today's podcast highlighted, our journey of life is a relationship with God. And when we draw into his love, we find the fruit of the Spirit grows in our life. So that's my hope for all of us. Thank you for listening. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. God bless you all.